How does technology affect your thinking? People are constantly learning, whether for school, for work, or for other reasons. Technology can help. Never in history has it been so easy to access so much information without having to leave your home or even get up from your chair. However, many who make extensive use of technology find that they have difficulty concentrating while reading, have trouble focusing on one task at a time, become quickly bored in moments of solitude. What you should know. Reading. Some browse and scan material instead of patiently following an author's train of thought. Skim reading is fine when you need to find a quick answer to a question. However, it can hinder comprehension when you need to consider a subject more deeply. To think about, how well are you able to read long passages of text? How can doing so improve your learning? Focus. Some people assume that technology gives them the ability to perform two tasks at a time. For example, to text friends while studying. But when their attention is divided, they may not perform either task well, especially when both require concentration. Focus requires self-discipline, but it is well worth the effort. You make fewer mistakes and have less stress, says a teenager named Grace. I've learned that it's better to concentrate on one thing at a time and avoid the distraction of multitasking. To think about, does multitasking interfere with your ability to comprehend and remember what you study? Solitude. Some people become uneasy when they are alone in quiet surroundings, and they turn to technology to fill the void. I get bored within 15 minutes if I don't check my phone or tablet or turn on the TV, admits a woman named Olivia. However, periods of solitude provide a valuable opportunity for deep thinking, an essential part of learning, not only for young people, but also for adults. To think about, are you able to use periods of solitude to your advantage? What you can do. Examine your use of technology. In what ways could you use technology to enhance your thinking skills? What uses could interfere with your ability to concentrate and learn? Bible principle. Safeguard practical wisdom and thinking ability. Proverbs 3:21. Ask yourself, do I have trouble concentrating when reading a long section of text on a screen? If so, what most often is likely to distract me? What steps can I take to reduce or even eliminate those distractions? Tip: start small by reading brief sections of text at first and then gradually increasing the amount. Read out loud, softly, to keep focused on the material. What adjustments can I make so that I have adequate time to think and reflect on what I have read? Tip: use the last 10 minutes of a study period to review what you have learned. In what circumstances am I likely to try to multitask? What adjustments could I make so that I focus on one task at a time? Tip: keep your study area clear of distractions so that you are not tempted to multitask. Bible principle: acquire wisdom. Acquire understanding. Proverbs 4:5. End of article.